Hi, Shamika. My name is Alan. I'm calling. This is on a recorded line regarding the hair relaxer lawsuit.
Okay.
Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to be asking a few sets of questions. If you could simply answer with a simple yes or a simple no, we can get through this as quick as possible. Now, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Yes.
You already signed with an attorney?
Wait, no, 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 I'm sorry,
oh,
no.
And are you willing to affirm to your answer that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And have you used the hair straightening chemical or relaxer within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And were you or loved one diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer?
Yes, I was. Well, ovarian cancer.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Did you say you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
Correct.
I'm really sorry to hear that. And you're looking to file this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes.
And when were you diagnosed with ovarian cancer? Approximately.
May of 2024.
So 5/2024? Is that correct? 5/2024?
Yes.
And what day was it, if you could remember? You have an approximate date?
Give me 1 second, because I wrote it down on my calendar.
Okay.
I was diagnosed May 21st.
Okay. I have 5/21/2024, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Again, I'm sorry to hear that. What state were you diagnosed, or what state do you reside in?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Did you say Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Okay. Give me one moment, please. Okay. All right. Now, what's the name of the diagnosing doctor?
My diagnosis doctor name is Dr. Renee Anderson.
Renee Anderson, okay. And is that, what hospital was Dr. Anderson?
Pennsylvania Hospital.
Yeah, hospital, okay. Is it Renee T. Anderson? D-O?
Yeah.
Okay.
It don't say T. It just say Dr. Renee Anderson. She was the OBGYN. She was
I
the
see.
Doctor who did my diagnosis.
Gotcha. Okay. Give me one moment, please. And then let me see the diagnosing doctor's address. Give me one moment. I'm just getting the address here for you. And it was at the PA hospital, correct? The Pennsylvania
yeah,
hospital?
Yeah.
All right. And is that in Penn Medicine, Washington Square? That's in 800
yes.
Walnut Street, Philadelphia, PA 191.
Yeah, okay. 800 Spruce Street, Philadelphia, PA 19107.
Was it School Street or Walnut Street?
Spruce. 800 Spruce Street.
Okay, let me find that, because the one I'm just showing here is Walnut. Give me one moment, please. Oh, I see, 800 Spruce Street. Okay. All right, and then the doctor's phone number. I'm just going to grab that real quick. I have the 800-789-7366. Is that right? Dr. Renee?
Yes.
Okay. All right. One moment. All right. So I have 800-789-7366. Okay. Now, do you currently... Okay, you said you live in Pennsylvania, correct?
Yes, I live in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Now, for the following question, if you could simply answer with a simple yes or a simple no, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Okay. Now, on average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
5.
5, okay. And then what's the name of the facility that you were diagnosed with cancer? Was it the PA hospital that's in Spruce Street?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so I have Pennsylvania Hospital. Give me one moment, please. And that's in 800 Spruce. Okay. Now, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And what is your date of birth?
6/1/91.
Okay. I have 6/1/1991. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And did you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that also used hair relaxer?
Not that I know of. I'm not sure.
Okay. And how old were you approximately when you started using hair relaxer?
Well, I've been using them since 2012, so.
Okay, so let's just do that. So you started using it in 2012?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And approximately?
Oh, yeah, I've been using it for like 12 years.
Okay, and you stopped using it in what?
May of 2024.
Okay, so 5/1/2024 is when you stopped, and you started using it in 1/1/2012, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then how often did you apply these products? Was it monthly?
I use it 5 times in a year, so yeah, like monthly.
Okay. Now, and how many consecutive years did you use hair relaxer? So that's from 2012 to 2024. That's about...
Yeah, like 12 years.
Yeah, 12 years. Okay. And did you use the treatment at home? So at a salon? At a salon. Okay. All right. Now, do you have...
Hello?
Yeah, Papa.
What brand did you use? Was it Dark and Lovely, Motion?
I'm getting ready to go out and do some shopping. Anything y'all know you think you want?
I'm going to put it on the list. I'm going to make a list.
Huh?
I'm going to make a list. 1 second.
Okay.
I'm going to write it on that list. I got it. Right.
I got in that car. Everything was old.
Everything?
I do on the thing that double cars and all this on the dash. Boy, I ain't never seen. What in the world happened to the car?
Yeah, you gotta take that to the shop.
I said, but I gotta go to the bank. I ain't got time.
It's a car in the basement. Tell him to go look at it.
Huh?
It's a car in the basement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
He in the basement.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. And.
I'm sorry.
That's
hold
okay.
on, Papa. 1 second, because I'm on an important phone call. I'm going to come back. I'm going to come talk to you. What is it? Yes,
okay.
I'm still here.
Okay. And the state that you used hair relaxer was Pennsylvania, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then what brand of product did you use? Was it Dark and Lovely?
L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Okay. Okay. Dark and Lovely. All right. Now, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
After.
Okay. So, sorry, for that question, the answer is simply yes or no. Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what type of treatments did you receive? Was it chemotherapy?
Chemotherapy, immunotherapy, and I got a complete hysterectomy.
Did you say immunotherapy?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, immunotherapy, and then you had a complete hysterectomy. Okay. And then what would you say is the treatment date, approximately?
My treatment date was May 29th.
Okay, so 5/29/2024?
Correct.
Okay. And then the doctor's name for the treating doctor, was it also Dr. Anderson?
Mark Morgan. No, Dr. Mark Morgan is who did my treatment.
Okay, let me find that real quick. Dr. Mark Morgan. And is Dr. Morgan also in the what facility?
The Pennsylvania Hospital, 800 School Street.
Oh, same hospital?
Yes.
Pennsylvania Hospital. Okay, I have Dr. Mark Morgan, MD. And that's also in the same place, right?
Yes.
The 800 Spruce Street.
Yes.
That's Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19107. Okay. And the phone number, is it the same, the 215-316-5151?
Correct.
Okay. We're almost done here. Now we're just going to confirm a few things. For verification purposes, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And then the legal spelling of your first name?
Last name Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
Sorry, I didn't catch the first name.
Shamika, S-H-A-M-I-K-A.
Okay, so I have S-H-A-M-I-K-A, Shamika, last name Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. And then for security purposes, your social?
190-721-335.
I have 190-72-1335. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then the email that we have here is johnson10714@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
The phone number that I have is 267-491-7786. Is that correct?
Correct.
And that's mobile number?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the primary address?
1130 South Wilton Street, W-I-L-T-O-N, Philadelphia, PA, 19143.
Okay, so I have 1130, that's 1130 South Wilton Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19143, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and is there a unit number or an apartment number or no?
It's a house.
It's a house, okay. All right, and then for the following answer for this question, if you could simply answer with a simple yes or a simple no, do you have a copy of the medical records, or are you able to obtain a copy from the hospital or the doctors?
Yes.
Okay, and can you provide these medical records by mail, electronically, or both?
Both.
All right, now the last part here is we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. Now, this precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we find it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. The emergency contact, do you live with this person or do you not live with this person?
I do not live with this person.
Okay. What's the name of the contact?
Shanaya, Shanaya.
Okay. Last name?
Ball, B-A-L-L.
And the phone number?
484-347-8865.
And what's the relationship?
My sister.
Okay. So, sister, sibling. Okay. So, I have Shanaya, that's Shanaya Ball, that's S-H-A-N-A-Y-A. Phone number is 484-347-8865, and that's your sibling, correct?
Correct.
All right. Give me one moment, please. And have you used DocuSign before, Shamika?
Yes.
You have? Okay.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to send you the DocuSign once it's complete. Give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
All right. I apologize. We're just waiting for the talking time.
I'm making it now. It's okay.
You're okay. No, take your time.
I'm ready.
So sorry. We're still just waiting for the DocuSign to load. Once that loads, I'm going to confirm a few things with you, and then I'm going to send you the documents, the paperwork, and then I'm going to walk you through that process, okay?
Okay.
So feel free to do what you need to do. I'm still going to be right here. I'm just waiting for that to go through, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm just going to put you on a brief hold, and I'll be right back. And if we get disconnected, I'll call you back on my direct line, okay?
All right.
All right, thank you so much. I'll be right here, okay?
Okay.